No, today's decision is a real disappointment and undoubtedly will be a real setback, leading to a delay in the A5 project, a project which as recently as the start of 2011, at the time of the last general election, was scheduled to be completed by the end of 2015. But what we now need to see is the Irish government and the Northern Ireland executive come together and show the political will to get the project back on track, and also to show that the funding will continue to be there to actually see the project up and running. The Northern Ireland government had decided to spend €300 million on this particular stretch, which the planning was for. And I think it's really crucial now that that money actually continues to be assigned to the A5 project.
Now, the Regional Development Minister's decision to not appeal the judge's quashing of the decision to go ahead with the A5, that effectively means a return to the drawing board. So he'll have to start the procedural process from scratch, including another public inquiry. The A5 project now could be years and years away if it's ever going to happen.
Undoubtedly, this is quite a serious setback. But the thing has to be, we have to make sure that it's just a setback in terms of the time scale for its delivery. And that therefore means it's crucial that we see the political will shown over the next number of days to actually commit again to the project and to commit the funding that's going to be required to actually deliver it. What now will have to happen is the planning process will have to start again. As you point out, that will include the public inquiry again. But I do believe that if the Northern Irish government and the Republic government show this necessary political will for this once really in a generation project, then it can happen.